Poster number 12. Fishing at Iceland in the 17 and 1800s. As shown on poster number 10, fishery at Greenland was in decline after 1777. But a new opportunity appeared. Fishery off the coast of Iceland. The new employer was the Iceland Company in Copenhagen, which had a monopoly for all commerce with Iceland. The most frequent catch was codfish, which at the time was an important source of nutrition all throughout Europe. To preserve the fish as long as possible, they were dried on the rocks, called stockfish. They sailed in the spring with grain, timber, tar, and tobacco. During summer, they fished cod. In autumn, stockfish was sent south to Copenhagen, along with wool and cod liver oil. P.J. Manu from Rømø was one of the first to see the new possibilities. After sailing to Greenland for a number of years, he gained employment in 1755 with the Iceland Company in Copenhagen. He was employed as the captain of a new ship, the Icelandic Mermaid. The pay was 140 crowns per year, in addition to a percentage of the catch. After 23 years, he advanced to the title of Commander of Fishery for Iceland. As the director of the Iceland Company, he organized the ships sailing to Iceland and enlisted sailors, especially from Rømø. A manifest from the period shows 20 captains, 11 helmsmen, and 38 other sailors. The company's 18 ships also sailed in the Mediterranean and Baltic Sea, besides sailing to Iceland. A ship named the Tjukkebæ, which sailed for 101 years, became an important training site for the Rømø sailors. Many of them continued on to Copenhagen to become helmsmen. After 1787, the Icelandic Company lost their monopoly, and most of the ships moved on to Altona as their port of origin, sailing mostly to southern Europe. They returned to Copenhagen around 1800. After the wars with England and the Danish state bankruptcy in 1813, fishery at Iceland didn't start up again until the 1830s. In 1838, there were 14 Rømø captains sailing to Iceland. Also, three Rømø captains were registered as Icelandic citizens. That number was quite constant until 1870. Thereafter, their number fell rapidly.